She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
The events that took place in Shoshone, Wyoming Territory are still something of a nightmare to me. There I met a corrupt sheriff and his family, and a woman named Madison Standish.
Frontier gentlemen, here with an Englishman's account of life and death in the West. As a reporter for the London Times, he writes his colorful and unusual stories. But as a man with a gun, he lives and becomes a part of the violent years in the new territories. This is the story of J.B. Kendall, Frontier Gentleman.
The story of my journey to Yellowstone National Park began with the coach of the Yellowstone Stage Line pulling into the town of Shoshone, midway between Bear Claw and the National Park. Besides myself, the coach carried a Mr. and Mrs. Willis of Baltimore, and a young blonde woman in her late 20s, whose name was Miss Madison Standish. As the driver pulled up in front of the Shoshone Hotel, a group of men came forward to meet us, one of them wearing the badge of Deputy Sheriff.
Whoa! Hey, Charlie!
Hey there, CB.
Well, this seems to be a nice little town.
And you know, it's gotta be a five-star hotel with two spittoons out front.
New to the West, Miss Standish?
No, I've seen my fair share of outhouses.
Well, I agree with you, my dear. I like this town. Let's get out and stretch our legs.
A splendid idea. Will you join us, Miss Standish?
It would be nice to air out the petticoats, if you know what I mean.
Happily, I do not.
According to the schedule, it seems this is where we'll have our supper.
Great. I think my chances of getting a salad here are as likely as getting a clean fork.
I'll admit my palate took some getting used to the victuals of the American West, but I find the food heartily satisfying.
I think you've been drinking too much of the American West whiskey.
Hey, CB, you boys looking for somebody?
That's right, Charlie. You tell your passengers to just take it easy and have them go into the hotel lobby.
Right. Folks, Mr. Kendall, Mr. Willis, ladies?
Yes? What is it, driver?
The Sir CB Belljoy. He's a deputy sheriff. Says for you all to go on into the hotel.
What if we don't want to? I mean, no offense, but it looks like you could get bedbugs from the lobby.
Now, if you don't go in, Miss Standish, I reckon you'll have to take that up with him. Is that right, CB?
Lady, you wearing a gun?
No, it clashed with my bustle.
Then if you ain't armed and I is armed, you ain't got no choice, have you?
Now, see here, are you threatening a lady?
I'm saying how it is. Now, you all go in and just wait in the lobby. The sheriff will... Oh, no. Here it comes right now.
Oh, Henry, look at him. He's so fat.
Mercy on a poor sinner.
Dang. The only time I've ever seen anyone that big, they had their own reality show.
You, Clyde boy. Son, you did fine. Just fine.
Thank you, Pa.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Charlie. Hope we ain't put you out too much.
No, sir. We can lay over here tonight if you say so.
If he says so, since when did this guy become our travel agent?
For the moment, I think we ought to do as he says. Unless you do have a gun in that bustle.
Yeah, I got a butt holster.
He's a passenger, Clyde, son of mine.
That's right, Pa. Them's the passengers off the stage.
Ragtail bunch.
I'm sorry, is he insulting our appearance?
Well, let's get it over with.
You folks go in the lobby now. Go on.
Oh, boy.
Sheriff Belljoy.
Pa.
Would you look at that?
Oh, my.
Goodness.
Ha!
great day, he busted clear through the boardwalk.
Come on, help me get him out.
See, be of mine.
Pa! Pa!
Stop sniveling. Lift me up. Up and out of here.
Come along, gentlemen. I believe he could use all of our helping hands.
You might need hands across America for this one.
Son, now, that's it. Give me a hand.
On three, gentlemen. One, two, three.
Somebody get behind me.
Not with the amount of beans you people eat.
You two back there. Push. That's it.
Whatever reality show he's on, I do not want to watch.
Sheriff Beljoy entered the hotel without further mishap, and we were instructed to take seats facing him. After we had complied, the deputy, CB, told us why we were being held there.
Pa got a telegraph message a while ago from the sheriff in Bear Claw. Now, seems like somebody snuck into the Lucky Dollar Saloon office and walked off with the payroll just about when the stage was due to pull out. The sheriff down there...
Ben Johnson.
Yes, Pa. The sheriff...
Ben Johnson.
Yes, Pa. The sheriff Ben Johnson.
Oh, boy. Get it out.
I think the deputy's daddy's got him by the Ben Johnson.
He figures that the man that did it rode off on the stage.
You mean you think it's one of us?
Well, that's what Sheriff Ben Johnson and Bear Claw thinks.
They look guilty. They could be in cahoots.
Cahoots? I was once, but never in public.
Now, just a minute, Sheriff.
Who's he?
Name's Willis, Pa. Says it's his wife traveling with him.
Which one's the wife?
I am his wife.
Woman, what looks like her's gotta be his wife. Unlike that other one.
What?
He said, you look like a wife, and I look like a side piece.
No talking in the court.
Court? You mean this hotel is Courtyard by Marriott? Now I know why there are two spittoons.
I believe the sheriff is saying this is a court of law.
That's right.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Then where's the judge? The jury? Mariska Hartgay ready to give her righteous and heartfelt testimony.
Miss Standish, this here is Pa's court.
You mean it's a kangaroo court.
Why, you call me a kangaroo?
That is not the animal I would have gone with.
$50.
$50? For what?
A Weight Watchers membership?
Contempt of 50 days. Which you decide.
What? But I... You can't!
Excuse me, Sheriff, but according to the law, a sheriff does not have the authority to exercise a fine from anyone in court. Only the judge can do that.
A judge just did it.
You mean he's the sheriff and the judge?
And the jury, and the mayor, and the town council.
Well, there's enough of him to go around.
Executioner. Boy, you forgot executioner.
That too. Executioner.
No one's going to accuse you of outsourcing.
All right. Now we understand. Now let's get on with it. Bring him to attention, son.
Yes, sir. This court's hereby in session. Judge Granger Beljoy presiding.
First case. People against thief of the Lucky Dollar in Bear Claw. Which one of them you reckon did it, son? Him?
What?
Sheriff? I...
Reckon not. She wouldn't let him loose long enough to rob a saloon.
Yeah, he's definitely guilty of being pussy-whipped.
Pardon me?
I'm congratulating you. Good job.
Must be you.
No, Pa. That's the English fella.
Foreigner. No guts. Wouldn't do it if he was starving.
It's good to see American rednecks' hatred of foreigners stretches back to the 1800s.
Well, that leaves her, Pa.
Me?
How you plead?
I plead the third.
The third?
Miss Standish, the Third Amendment prevents the government from forcing citizens to house soldiers in their private homes during peacetime.
And I stand by that.
She's saying she's innocent, Pa?
Yeah, but boy, she looked guilty of sin. Come on now. Might as well confess.
To what?
For one, eating the apple pie I baked for our trip right out of my picnic basket.
She helped herself to all my smoked jerky.
Along with drinking my bottle of Maryland rye whiskey.
Those charges are not related to what is being brought before the court. I demand they be stricken from the record.
It does rather show past precedents.
What are you, the lawyer for the prosecution?
I ain't striking nothing. I say you're guilty.
Sheriff, Judge Beljoy, Your Honor. Sheriff?
Well, what is it, Charlie?
Judge, sir, Sam over to the telegraph office told me to give you this. It just come in.
Let's see. From Sheriff of Bear Claw.
Ben Johnson!
Hush yourself, CP. I'm reading.
Am I the only one surprised he could read?
Two known individuals robbed saloon, man and woman, working together.
It's the Willises!
What?
How dare you!
She's gotta be an outlaw. I've tasted her apple pie. She clearly can't bake.
Of all the nerves!
CP, shut him up.
You heard the judge. Shut up.
This here telegram go on to say a man be tall.
That lets me out.
And the woman be blonde.
Well, that certainly isn't me.
Don't go bragging on your dull brown hair.
So must be her and the Englishman then, Pa.
Now, just a minute.
Candle, don't you try nothing, or I'll ventilate you with this here shooting iron.
You want to join me in pleading the third?
I am not affiliated with this woman.
How can you say that after all the years we've been together?
What are you trying to do?
Showing past precedents.
Kendall, Miss Standish, I hereby sentence you both to a term, 2 years, my jail.
Great. We've been sentenced to jail by Boss Hogg.
Being incarcerated in the Shoshone jail wasn't the most pleasant experience, especially sharing the town's singular cell with Miss Standish. I have bunked shoulder to shoulder with the drunken mates aboard the West's riverboats, but never in my days have I heard snoring like hers. But I did manage to get some sleep, and while I was oblivious to the cares of the outside world, I learned later that Sheriff Beljoy received another telegraph message from the Sheriff of Bearclaw. Ben Johnson, that is.
Read it, Pa.
I am reading it.
Read it out loud so as I can hear.
It says, thieves captured here. The Benton brothers. Leroy Benton, known to dress like lady in blonde wig and bustle.
That a fact.
Both confessed robbing Lucky Dollar Saloon. Release your prisoners. Signed, B. Johnson.
Wonder how I'd look with a bustle.
Pa, that mean I ain't gonna have nobody to learn me manners and the like.
Oh, yes you are, child. Your pa promised you. There ain't nobody makes as good a teacher of manners and such as a foreigner.
Or a city lady like Miss Standish, what goes dining and dancing, all painted up and the like.
Now, I don't rightly know if I want my flesh and blood all painted up like that Miss Standish.
That be Miss Lady Standish. When I seen her frock, I asked her if and she be a lady, and she said she a lady of the evening. Now, Granger, you telling me you don't want your daughter to be a lady?
Well, of course I do, but I can't help it. By legal decree, I'm gonna have to let him go.
Why? Can't you just pretend you didn't get no message?
You know why, woman.
You let him go? What's gonna become of me, Pa?
That's right. Why, look at her, poor thing. You think anyone's gonna pay her any mind when she don't even have good mannered learning?
Now, Laleen, sweet potato mine, it ain't my fault.
You don't want me to be no lady of the evening.
Honey, what I do.
You want your daughter to have the best, you'll tear up that message. You'll make believe you never got it.
And the Englishman and Miss Lady Standish be made trustees like you promised, and they'll learn me all they knows whether they likes it or not.
Granger Belljoy, hair it up.
You females.
Ma, he's doing it. Oh, Pa.
Don't overexert yourself, honey, Pa. Best you be getting along the bed now.
Yes, Ma. Oh, that, Pa.
That.
You done right by her. And after a year or so, the Englishman might get used to her. Might even decide to stay here permanent.
What about Miss Lady Standish? You think she might get used to me and want to stay here permanent?
Well, CB, I suppose anything's possible.
Woo-hoo! She gonna love me!
What you put such thought in that fool boy's head for?
Shoot, even a stupid cat gotta catch a mouse sometime.
The morning following Miss Standish and my arrest, we were served an unusually tasty breakfast by an unusually beefy young woman named Mercy Day Belljoy. Between giggles, she managed to indicate that she admired foreigners, and she attempted several of what I could only assume were curtsies to Miss Standish. Oh, pardon me, Miss Lady Standish, as she somehow had come to be known, as if she were royalty. The irony of Miss Lady Standish eating the meal with her fingers was not lost on me. About an hour later, we were taken under guard into Sheriff Belljoy's office.
Here they is, Pa.
Kendall, Miss Lady Standish, I'm gonna come to the point. Daughter mine, Mercy Day, and her mother want you both should learn her proper.
OMG! You want us to my fair lady your daughter?
Oh, MG. Perhaps we better leave the word learned to Kendall.
Now, just one moment.
Boy... Boy,
what Paul means is that he's offering you two a chance to be a trustee. Come and go as you like, just as long as we have your word that you won't run off.
Do you need a lozenge or something? Cough drop?
Now, how about it? You got something to say, ain't you, Kendall?
I have more than something to say, Sheriff. Has it ever occurred to you that I might have friends, business associates and the like, who will note my disappearance and start asking questions?
Yeah, me too!
Like who?
For your information, I happen to be a duly accredited correspondent of the London Times.
And what's that mean, Paul? A duly accredited...
Means this credit's good.
Oh, that's so.
That is not so. What it means is that the newspaper I work for expects to receive a journalistic report from me within the next fortnight. When they don't receive it, somebody's going to start asking questions. And when that happens, they'll start looking for me.
What about you, Miss Lady Standish? You duly accredited too?
No. And I've been gone so long, I figure everyone stopped looking for me. My mom's not really a put posters up and go on 2020 to find her lost daughter type. She's probably just hoping she'll run into me at Bloomie's.
I'd come looking for you. No matter where you might have went, I'd find you.
Wow. That's not at all stalkery.
So what should we do, Pa? Keep her and let him go?
I have to stay a prisoner just because no one's looking for me? Huh. This is my sixth year. By next season, they could legally declare me dead.
Nah, CB. We keep them both. She might be a lady, but she ain't as classy talking as him.
The hell I'm not!
But, Pa, they ain't gonna have much trouble finding Kendall. Why those folks on the stage?
They're long gone.
But what about his writings?
Y'all receive it, same as usual. Only, Kendall, you write one word about being this mess. You won't get out of that cell. And that cell can get mighty small after being in it 24 hours steady.
I've stayed in worse.
Even if you're sharing that cell with Miss Standish Sawwood all night long.
Was I doing carpentry in my sleep?
Of course, Miss Lady Standish can stay in my room, can't she, Pa?
Why, are you going out of town?
No, I'll be there too.
That ain't appropriate, boy, sharing a room with a lady.
Kendall gets to share a cell with her.
I'd happily give up my jail accommodations for a room in the hotel.
You're gonna learn daughter of mine some books and manners and such?
I believe I will politely decline.
All right, then, but I suppose you'll be wanting to eat, ain't you? You won't get no food at no time.
Wait a minute! You've got to feed your prisoners! That's some sort of Geneva Convention violation right there.
Unless you work for the Red Cross, Miss Standish, or we are wounded soldiers receiving medical treatment, the Geneva Convention of 1864 does not pertain to us.
Then maybe one of the amendments covers it?
You might as well let Miss Standish go, or I may be forced to teach both girls proper learning.
Many teachers have tried. Many teachers have failed.
I'm a mite confused, Paul. Is they gonna teach Mercy Day manners and books or what?
Doesn't appear we have much of a choice, do we?
Nope.
I'll do it because it's my duty. I swore an oath to serve and protect the world of beauty, vanquishing all ugly people whenever and wherever I may find them.
How noble.
We could start by talking about your mustache.
The first lesson was arranged in the Belljoy backyard. Miss Standish and I were escorted through the house, then turned loose in Mercy Day's lair. She was eager, one can say that for her, and she tried hard. Although, with Miss Standish's itinerary, there was little hope for our student.
No. Listen again. The Rhine in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Miss Standish.
Shh. Let her try it.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Well, if My Fair Lady ever comes to the Ozarks, you're a shoo-in.
Thank you. What do you think, Mr. Kendall?
I think I'd prefer to starve in the jail cell.
Oh, Ma, they've been learning me so good.
Fine, honeypot.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Oh, you've been learning that there geography.
Miss Lady Standish taught me that.
Now, I thought that book learning was going to be Mr. Kendall's job. Ain't you pulling your weight round here, Kendall?
I assure you, madam, I am trying, but...
Miss Lady Standish's supposed to be teaching Mercy Day her manners. You ain't forgetting her manners, are you?
Well, Mr. Kendall told me a lady don't spit in front of a man, no matter how much he wants to.
Well, I declare.
Miss Lady Standish say it'd be okay to spit at a man if he be mansplaining to me.
Mansplaining? What's that?
I ain't quite sure. But apparently Mr. Kendall do it a lot, because Miss Lady Standish been spitting on him left and right.
It truly has been a marvelous afternoon.
Sides, Ma, Miss Lady Standish be a lady in the evening, member?
Like social events and such?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to show Mercy Day how to go clubbing.
Clubbing? You mean like hitting fellers?
Hitting on fellers.
And getting them to buy me drinks.
Drinking? How's that being a lady?
It's contingent on what you drink.
Yeah, Ma. No more beer. Strictly cosmopolitans.
She's a fast learner. I can't wait to take her saloon hopping.
But of course, it is the precise activity of leisure all ladies of wealth and station embark upon back in England. Why, I believe the Queen herself does often frequent saloons.
You hear that, Ma? The Queen!
That's what queens do where I come from.
The lessons continued. In order to earn my keep, as Mercy Day's mother insisted, I managed to wedge in a few lessons on music and poetry. But any of my attempts to broach the subject of etiquette were quickly diverted to Miss Standish's expertise. The Belljoy women took to her brash rules of being a lady, and I simply couldn't compete. As the days passed, my hope for a rescue waned. And as for my reports to the Times, well, Mercy Day was a good cook, and I disliked going hungry. So the reports were sent off per contract. I felt that sooner or later someone would arrive to inquire about me. But when help did come, it was from an unexpected quarter.
Kendall, my pa wants to talk with you. Howdy, Miss Lady Standish. You look mighty pretty today. Is that a new frock?
I've been wearing the same dress since you arrested me.
Oh.
But I did just rinse out my undergarments, you know, so.
Were you looking for me, CB?
I ain't, but my pa is, and I sure pity you. Why, he's sitting in the office with a bottle of whiskey in front of him. His face is so red, looks like it's gonna explode.
Sounds to me like a myocardial infarction.
Are we surprised? I haven't seen the man eat a vegetable since we got here.
Ornery, fool maker.
I think he's talking about you.
I've been called worse, although usually I have a gun on me.
Woman stealer!
No, Pa, he ain't none of them things.
He ain't. We'll see. There you are, Kendall. Get over here.
Why, Mr. Kendall, how charming to see you.
Great job! Now what's next?
Yous come here often?
Only when summoned.
All right, Kendall, you miserable female stealing, conniving, scheming.
Paul, he isn't none of that. He loves me.
Aw, Kendall, I knew behind that look of disgust was the budding feelings of love.
Sheriff, I have no intentions, honorable or otherwise, towards your daughter.
Tease.
Paul, you scared him. He can't say it to you like he did to me.
I did?
Don't you gaslight her. Fess up, Kendall.
I said, what, do you, Mercedes?
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
But that's poetry.
Sure is. Purtiest thing I ever heard.
Wait a minute. You really did say such words to my little girl, Kendall.
I was just reciting it.
Reciting poetry is the OG mixtape. You are using someone else's words to express your true feelings. And since there's no Taylor Swift yet, you had to make do with some second-rate poet.
No, you don't understand. The poem was just part of...
Part of courting me, huh, honey poet? Pa, why don't you pronounce us man and wife right now?
Oh, yes! This is perfect! I'll be the maid of honor.
You can't be no maid of honor.
What? Why not?
Perhaps because maid indicates some level of piety and innocence?
Suck it.
And grace.
You can't be no bridesmaid because you're going to be my bride.
Ha!
Hang on there, Cletus.
CB, but you can call me Clyde.
A double wedding?
I object.
So do I. Why CB gotta get married on the same day I get married? It ain't fair. Tell him he can't get married.
But I love Miss Lady Standish.
And I love Mr. Kendall.
Well, you're just gonna have to wait.
Paul,
I'm the
please,
eldest, and
tell
I
him.
What are we gonna do, Kendall? If I was gonna marry a backwoods hillbilly, I don't want a Jethro. I want a Duke boy.
I'm the eldest. Please. No.
Unable to resolve his offspring's protests, Sheriff Belljoy sent Miss Standish and myself back to the jail to await the final verdict. Although Belljoy had ordered all the lessons stopped and our privileges as trustees were rescinded, I was contemplating my dark future as Miss Standish serenaded me with her snoring when I heard it. A scraping sound just outside my cell.
Psst, Kendall! Kendall, come over to the window!
Who is it?
Well, me! Charlie, the stagecoach driver!
I thought you and everybody else had forgotten about us.
Us?
Myself and Miss Standish.
That her rattling the rafters?
Well, I don't believe the train comes through, Shoshone.
I am so sorry about taking so long. I couldn't do nothing as long as I was sitting atop the stage. Well, I had to wait for my day off, which is now.
Marvelous. Charlie, take a message to...
No. Don't fool with messages. I aim to get you out of there.
Well, if you do, I'll be in your debt for...
Hush all that jabber. Ain't no time for it. Now look, stage leaves for Bearclaw in half an hour, and you're going to be on it.
How?
With this. You know how to use one of these, don't you?
Huh? What? Is that a gun?
Quiet.
Jailbreak! Yes! It's about time. Good guys in Westerns always break out of the who's gal.
The sheriff's going to dinner. Won't be back for a spell. Only CB's here.
You're the stagecoach driver.
Miss Standish, this won't be much of a jailbreak if you alert the town to our intentions.
Just don't shoot nobody. You don't have to.
Do you have my bags? What I wouldn't give for a change of underwear.
No, I'm sorry. I tend to not notice too close any ladies on the coach.
Oh, So you're...
In love with Mercy Day. Yes, I am.
Really? Mercy Day? You sure you're not,
And Mr. Kendall, you're ruining her. Teaching her good manners and such. She thinks she's getting too good for me.
Oh, I see.
Well, you keep on, she won't marry me ever.
Don't worry. I made sure to keep her expectations low. I can work miracles, but it's hard to come back from behind.
Kendall, just remember, be out front in half an hour. Stage will stop. You just gotta wave. I won't be driving it, but it's all set so you can get on board.
And me too?
Well, the driver's only expecting one.
Kendall!
Charlie, as much as I don't relish continuing my confinement in small spaces with Miss Standish, she has been contributing to Mercy Day's, lessons. It's probably best she come along with me on the stage.
Well, I'm sure it'll be all right. Just tell the driver I said so.
Thank you, Charlie. Come along. Thank the nice man who's gone out of his way for us, Miss Standish.
Mercy Day's the one who should be thanking him. How am I still single and she's got a marriage proposal?
CB made you a very generous offer.
I won't marry outside of my species.
Good luck, Kendall.
CB! CB, could you come in here? Maybe he's gone off to dinner.
OMG. You go around with that accent and make everybody think you're so smart. Please, step aside.
By all means.
CB!
Yes, Miss Lady Standish?
CB, may I call you C?
Sure.
C, put your hands up.
Okay, now what?
Unless you want to get shot, open the cell door.
Shot? What are you talking about?
By Kendall with his... Oh, for God's sake, Kendall!
I thought you were going to handle this yourself.
Fine, give me the gun.
That's all right, I've got it from here. CB, do be kind enough to open the cell door for us, hmm?
Aw, you escaped it from jail, Miss Lady Standish. Just like the last two.
The last two?
Maybe Stockholm Syndrome isn't the best way to win a wife. Although, Belle was willing to marry a beast, so it might work.
Come along, Miss Standish. We have a stagecoach to catch. Oh, and if you wouldn't mind stepping into the cell, CB, we'd like to avoid any run-ins with your father.
I'll never forget you, Miss Lady Standish.
Unfortunately, I believe I will be similarly afflicted.
I am unforgettable. Bye!
A few minutes later, the stage pulled up and Miss Standish and I stepped aboard. We parted ways in Yellowstone, which really was for the best. It's exhausting to be in the presence of a real lady. It wasn't until sometime after I returned to Bearclaw that I was told what had happened when Sheriff Beljoy learned of our escape. He was sitting on his back porch with Charlie, the stagecoach driver.
Fell for it, huh? Really thought they was escaping. Oh, you Charlie, remember now. The women folk gotta think they really escaped.
Yes, sir, don't worry, I'll remember.
Sticky females. Bad enough having them practice manners. Talking English. Wearing face paint. And if you think I'd let that giggle patch daughter of mine marry up with something like him, a pussy-footing foreigner. Say, Charlie boy, how'd you like to be my son-in-law?
Why, sheriff, judge, mayor.
Executioner.
Executioner. I'd like it just fine.
Good, good. Shame about CB, though. Lost another one. Not that I wanted no lady of the evening in the family, mind you. But she sure could spit, and I like that in a woman.
Gentleman ran on CBS from February to November of 1958. Listenership for radio was falling off due to the prevalence of television by the late 1950s, but CBS saw success with their adult western Gunsmoke, which ran concurrently on both radio and TV. So the network commissioned longtime creator Anthony Ellis to deliver another gritty western for CBS. Born in England, Ellis imagined the history of the American West through the eyes of an Englishman. And while the series starred the well-established John Daner in the leading role, television was too much competition and the show was canceled after only one season. But Frontier Gentleman remains one of the great contributions to adult westerns of the era, giving a realistic and human portrayal of the history of the American territories during the expansion west.
Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon.
What?
Like every other podcast out there? Yes! For only $5 a month, you can get sneak peeks and Madison exclusives. But mostly, you're helping to support our little indie show. Link in the show notes! But I know it's hard to financially support all of your favorite shows. So really, if you could write us a nice review, give us 5 stars, or a shout out on your favorite socials, anything to help get the word out would mean so much. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits!
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. Kareem Cronfley appeared as J.B. Kendall. Other actors in the cast were Bran Peacock as Sheriff Belljoy, Jeremy Sage as C.B. Belljoy, Chelsea Greer as Mercy Day Belljoy, Joe Slepsky as Charlie, Sharon Gruenwald as Lurleen Belljoy, Tom O'Connor as Henry Willis, Mel Rose as Mrs. Willis, and Jerry Kokich as our opening announcer.